Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning about Parshas Noach. L'schus, Rav Noam Simcha ben Rav David Zev, and Rav Dor David ben Sarah. It says in the Torah, Elu told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, Tamim haya b'dorosav, Esa Elokim is halach Noach. We're going to ask a series of questions and answer them based on the Holy Sefer Meimarum and Maimar Zayin Rashi. It says, as Elokim Salech Noach Sheitzarch Sad Latamcho, Aval Avram Haimischazik Mahalech Bitzitko Me Elab, Kamoshekosav Asher Salachti Lefanov. So Noach needed help, but Avram went with his Sitkus by himself. He walked before God. Noach walked with God. As Elokim, he walked with God. Avram walked before God. So which is better? So the Medrash Rashi brings, it seems that Avram is better. He didn't need God. But we know, logically speaking, that Noach should be better. It's better if you have God. How many kelim does a person have on his own to serve Hashem? Why do you need Hashem to help you? So the more Hashem helps you, the stronger you are. So shouldn't Noach be better? Why does the Medrash favorably compare Avram to Noach when Noach seems to be better? Because he has Hashem helping him. Rashi also brings that some adorish l'shvach, some adorish l'gnai. Rashi brings that some darshin l'shvach, some darshin l'gnai. Some darshin that praise Noach, that he was a tzaddik, and on some say the gnai. What's the shvach? That if he was a dor of tzaddik, he would be an even greater tzaddik. And some darshan the gnai, that in his doros he was a tzaddik, but in the dor of Avram Avinu he wouldn't have been such a great, wouldn't have been considered such a great figure. So I don't understand. If you can darshan the shvach, why darshan the gnai? If you can say praiseworthy things, why say non-praiseworthy things? Also in the Zohar HaKadosh says that the difference between Avram and Noach was that Avram Avinu davened for Bnei Doro and he gave them Tochacha. Noach didn't daven for his Bnei Doro, didn't give them Tochacha. We have to understand, why did Noach not give his Bnei Doro Tochacha? Why didn't he daven for them? The Medrash says that Shmos Rabbah, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Lamed, that Hashem wanted to give the Dor HaMabul four things: Torah, Yisurim, Karbonos, and Tfilos. They didn't want to accept it. So first of all, how come you have both things, karbanos and tefillos? If you have karbanos, you don't need tefillos. If you have tefillos, you don't have karbanos. Tefillos were decreed in place of karbanos, as we see in brachas. Also yisurim, it's gevaldik, Hashem offered them yisurim, a matana, such a great gift. What's so great about yisurim? Also it says, three things are niknes alayde yisurim in the Gemara: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. So we know they call a nosein bain yafu nosein. Whenever you give generously above a basu and gimel amar aleph. So why do you have to give a dafkai de yisurim? Give bain yafu, give Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and olam haba without yisurim. So derech hapshat, you can say that that's to show how much we love it. We're willing to suffer for it. But b'derech hamuka niraloimar, that there are certain things in creation that are bound to the laws of creation, shem b'chukei avaya, and there are other things shechukeihem hem lemala me'avaya. They're higher than creation, and we have to know that Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba are above the laws of creation. L'dugma, Eretz Yisrael, even though Eretz Yisrael looks like other lands, nevertheless you can't measure it like other lands, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sadav Ravino. If a person can count the dust of the earth, you know he's not going to be able to count your seed. So let's make a cheshbon for so many. How are we all going to fit into Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is, just like the seed will be so much, so the Eretz Yisrael will be amazingly large. But you can't measure Eretz Yisrael as you would measure other lands. We're above the laws of nature, we're above the laws of physics. Olam Haba and Torah, same thing. It's not part of the laws of nature, beyond this world. And now we can understand the Sod of Yisurim. Yisurim, says Moran Harav Yankov Moshe, Hem ha-ga'aguim shemitga'agi'im la-ha'aliyot, aliyah achar aliyah ad ein sof. So these Yisurim are these yearnings that we have to go higher, higher and higher, b'li sof. These ga'aguim, kishahem mitgashmim v'yodim lamateh, mitbatim b'tzura shel tzar v'keivim. So these ga'aguim, when they become in a more physical and a more crude form, they turn into tsar and yisurim. That's how they're expressed. That's the form they're expressed. Aval biyisodam hem hem ga'aguim שבגדרם שלמעלה מחוקי ההוויה, וכל הכאבים מתמתקים בהם. These gagawim really, they appear in this world, but they're really above this world. And all of the tastes, all of the pains are sweetened by these gagawim. So these yisurim are the highest level, the highest manchregas, this yearning, this pining for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore three things were given by yisurim, because these three things are above the laws of nature, and they were only given by the secret of these gagawim elyonim, that when they come down here, they look like yisurim, but up there, there's something much deeper. There's this yearning, this pain, for a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Gemara Pesachim, Adav Chav Hei Amid Aleph, look also Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, it says, B'chol Misrapim, Chutz Me'avoy Dezara Gilei Arayos V'Shvichus Damim. We're allowed to be Misrapim in everything except for Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichus Dam. We're allowed to be healed with everything except for the big three Aveiros, says there. The reason is because on these three things, there's a mitzvah of Lehar V'al Yavor. And there's Shittas and Rishonim that hold that in other things also it's mutter to be Moser Nefesh. It's not Shofech Dam. Let's say a person wants to be Moser Nefesh to keep Shabbos. A person wants to be Moser Nefesh to eat kosher. So there are Rishonim who say, Re'abo Dezarach of Zayin Amit Beis, Tiyotz Tiyotz Matzli Yachol, that he can, he's not Shofech Dam. Now, before the sin, there was no metzius of death in the world. And it also wasn't shayich. Not only wasn't there a metzius of mis in the world, it also wasn't shayich mesiris nefesh. Since there was no mis in the world, all there was aliyas hanefesh, and therefore Noach, that he thought that the time already came for the tikkun, wasn't Poel, didn't act al pi gidrei mesiris nefesh. He just wanted to elevate the nefesh, but not to give over the nefesh. Nevertheless, since be'emes it wasn't yet the time for the tikkun hashalem of the world, he was lacking this bechina mesiris nefesh, and therefore we find that he's called Ish Ha'adama, because since he didn't have this bechina of mesiris nefesh, because again he thought that the world had come to its tikkun. He had a big Yerida. And what was his Yerida? His Yerida is now, he's called an Isha Adama, Rashi says, Nasa Chulin. And all this comes mitzad Dor HaMabul. They didn't know how to elevate themselves. If they would have been attacking themselves, then the Tikkun would have come to the world. And since the whole Tikkun only comes through these four things, Torah, Yisurim, Karbanos, and Tfilas, that was the time that Torah was supposed to be given. And then the Yisurim would have been revealed, that these are the Gaguim Elyonim, because you can't get them before the Zman HaTikum, and that's how the Torah is given. So that's what should have been. It should have been a time of Torah and Yisurim. We have these Gaguim Elyonim, through them we're Makabel the Torah, and then we get to the Tikkun HaShalem. That's what should have been. Also Karbanos, that's from the Tzad HaPnimi of the Karban, that's Miyod L'Zman HaTikun, because any animal that's Mekudesh L'Karban goes up to the level of Madregas Medaber Kedekasav B'Sefer Chasidim. He says that with regard to visions, that a Behema, since Behema is silent, doesn't talk, she sees much more than the people who speak. Well, Beis HaKrovas HaKarbanos, the Behema is Masig Das Elyon, and if the Behema is so happy, the Neshama of the Behema is so happy that it became close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Moser Nefesh for Hashem. Well, Behemes, listen to this. La'asid lavo, yis'alu kol ha'balei chayim, all the animals will have Das like the Medabrim of now. We're going to be probably on a higher level human beings, but the animals are going to be going to college and writing dissertations, and human beings are going to be at a level of Das Hashem that's mamish incredible. But even now in this world, the animal is misaleh. The animal that goes up as a carbon has a tremendous aliyah. So that was the karbanos that Hashem offered. Kmo kein tefila. There are two types of tefila. There's a tefila shel chol, we daven al tzarchei aguf, and then there's a tefila of Shabbos for the tzarchei neshama. This tefila of Shabbos isn't shaykh to karbanos at all. It's mazum le neshama. like the mazon of after the tikkun, like the nutrition after the tikkun. Shabbos is main olam haba. We daven only on the tzarchei neshama, and we're mefarnes the neshama, and therefore, for the sake of tikkun olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Dor HaMabul four things. That would have been awesome. Torah, Yisur, Tefillas, Karbanas, the higher level of Tefillas and Karbanas. The main olam haba level of Tefillas and Karbanas. And therefore, Hashem tikkun olam, Hashem wanted to give it, but the Dor HaMabul didn't want to accept it. And that's why Noach didn't give them tochacha. He says, you guys are a bunch of shvelim. You don't have a tikkun. There's nothing to be mochiach about. The tochacha is not going to help. And he also didn't daven for them, because they didn't want to be makabel tefillah. So he said, you're not worthy of davening for. And that's the difference between Noach and Avram. Avram didn't need a sad, didn't need help, because his avoda was b'mesiris nefesh. So even though he'd sad adin, he didn't have to be moser nefesh. Ben Noach is namet suval kiddush Hashem Sanhedrin ayin daladom and base. Nevertheless, he was moser nefesh, and he went to the kivshan aish, and then he went into high to this high madrega, b'li sad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, al pidin he was putter to be moser nefesh, but he went l'fnim mishuras adin beyond the letter of the law. And he was Moser Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem. So Sad HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been the din. If Hashem would have helped him, that would have been Alpi Din. The Halicha Lefnim Meshuras HaDin is the Mesiris Nefesh. Noach, he thought, after the Mabul, he gives man a tikkun, Kelifnei Achait. Before the Mabul, Hashem offered them the tikkun. They didn't want it. Noach was upset. He didn't dive for them. Didn't give him tochacha. It's a helfnisht. But now, after the Mabul, he thinks it's mana tikkun. So he said, why should I be Moser Nefesh? Not necessary. This is mana tikkun, there's no death. And therefore he went only besada HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God helped him and he didn't have rishus. To be Moser Nefesh, this wasn't the time of Mesiris Nefesh. This is the time of the tikkun, but he made a mistake. It wasn't yet the zman tikkun. Lifnei amabul was efshir, but not after. So they didn't want to take these four things. They didn't get the tikkun, and that's pshat. Why yesh darshin l'shvach v'yesh darshin l'ginai? It's not a machlokes. Mitzad machshavto. It's a shevach, and Noach thought he thought he was doing what's right. But Lefima Shebaemes, it was really a gnai. He really didn't do right. Why did he drink wine? Because he thought that he was Lamala Min Adas, or Pachat Kashi Yain Mefigo. He had this Pachat Hadar Gaino, he is Baruch Shemog. It's God's going to appear, Lamala Min Adas, Zman HaTikun, and therefore he drank wine to deal with his fear. But it wasn't yet the time. Another perspective on the machlokas is the Yishdarshan L'Shevach, Yishdarshan L'Gnai. Noach was included all of Klai Yisrael and all of Masa'olam. And therefore, Mitzat Chelik Yisrael Shahayabo, he was called an Ish Tzadik. Mitzat Chelik Ha'amim, he was called Ish Ha'adama. So the Yesh Darshim L'Shvach is on the Klal Yisrael part of him. And the Yesh Darshim L'Gnai is on the Chelek HaUmos. And that's the Isha Adama part of him. Lo Peligi, they're talking about two aspects of Noach. And also Pshat in the Dor HaFloga, they said Nas and Migdol, Nala Shamayim. That's Mitzad Yisraeli that they had in them. We're all supposed to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be Bori Yesh Me'ayin. It says in the Medrash Ne'alam, told us, Daf Kuf Lamed, hey, in Tfus Vilna, Asidim Tzadikim Ba'us Zman Livro Olamos, they wanted to be on that level. They wanted to go to Shemayim and be like Hashem. But it was the Chelek Ha'amim that was Makalkel, Vayered Hashem Liras HaSeir V'Samigdol. To be Shofet, that means that Pnim Yusel. There was a good Ratzon here. But mitzat chitzoni yuso, there was something very negative. Ula asid es yifkod Hashem es al kol ha'amim. So in the future, when the evil nations receive their justice, deserts, so to speak, uvimakayim the pasuk of v'niskav Hashem levado v'yom ahu, like the pasuk v'yom hu Hashem echad v'shmo echad. Ushmo, and the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisrael. As the Mekubalim teach. So we should be Zochem Ritz Hashem, and we should come to the Tikkun HaShalem. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.